At 9 months, Petey makes an agonizingly slow recovery. A call to prayer goes out for the thousands of unreached people groups, and one ministry celebrates its volunteer force of thousands. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today marks 9 months since a quake shattered Haiti. Roughly 2% of the rubble has been cleared. Conditions are desperate, and many parents succumb to any offer of a better life for their children. Others are abandoned to face abuse, human trafficking, or worse. Baptist Haiti Mission is part of the solution through their sponsorship program. Ron Sparks says,
as they're plugged into the school system, that means they're taken off the street, and they're not so prone to fall into groups of roving children who are just left to fend for themselves.
The kids are safer when they're in the program than in taking their chances on the streets. A $25 monthly sponsorship provides a child hope and a future.
As they learn to read and as they learn the stories of the Bible, that becomes a part of their lives rather than just suffering and abuse or mistreatment. So they learn about love. So these children deserve to hear the same message. It certainly has a great impact on their lives. And then ultimately, when they accept Christ as Savior, that's going to have eternal consequences.
Next, while many Haitian Americans are trying to bring family members out of Haiti's ruins, orphan children don't have that opportunity. Thousands of kids were left without family and homeless. Kids Alive International is attempting to help some of them with their residential children's homes in Cap Haitian. Kids Alive's Robinson Gettius.
Now that we have the children, we open new houses. We had 3 houses, but now we have 8 homes. We have 81 children now.
The testimony of these rescued children speaks loudly to their relatives. Gettius says when relatives call,
they explain to them how God saved them, how God do very good things for them, relatives and Port-au-Prince. Now, they understand the love of God through Kids Alive.
Kids Alive is building a children's village in Cap Haitian. They need sponsors and supporters to see even more children come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2,000 years ago, there were 5 flourishing churches in Turkey. Today, most of the 100 million Turkish-speaking people have yet to receive the gospel. It's a job made even harder by the oppression of believers. Sat7 Turk, a television channel in the Turkish language, has begun to broadcast God's Word in Turkish for 4 hours a day. It would like to expand to a full 24-hour coverage, but to reach this goal, they have to raise the funds. A foundation has generously offered not only to match, but triple donations to this channel. Consider how you can help. Meanwhile, an International Mission Board display wall used to be covered with over 6,400 tan stickers. Each sticker bore the name of an unreached people group where fewer than 2% of the people are evangelical Christians. Now, the wall is empty because thousands of believers have stepped up and committed to pray for one of these people groups. You too can go online and choose a people group to pray for regularly. Our website has details. And time after time, we hear about ministries distributing aid across the globe. But have you ever thought about the work that goes into getting those goods ready to hand out? We might forget the behind-the-scenes part of that, but ministries sure don't. Global Aid Network's Scott Hendricks says they have packing weeks twice a year to get everything ready to ship.
So we have to get seeds, food, clothing, medical supplies, all packaged up, get ready to clear customs.
5,000 volunteers will be involved throughout the packing week, which ends on Saturday. As believers come and help them, their impact will spread much further than just a few boxes.
We will send them into 32 different countries, like Zimbabwe, in Zambia, Gambia, Guatemala, Haiti, and also countries like Tajikistan.
This hope will spread to 32 countries as GAIN distributes aid. There's still time for you to help pack in the Pennsylvania warehouse. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Guarani. Get your copy of The Jungle Pilot by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.